Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This is our first show that we've had with the new senator for District 8, Andres Borges, who was recently elected during the November election. Senator Borges, next thing I want to ask you about is committee assignments. Have you gotten any indication as to what committees you'll be on yet?
Not yet, and we're expecting that probably in the month of January, and sometimes it goes as late as February. So we've put forward our requests. But it's a process, and so we'll find out. And just so everyone knows how committee assignments work, that we make the request to the Republican caucus chair, the president, but that individual has to work with the senator pro tem, who's Tony Atkins. So technically, it is the decision by the pro tem on who gets what assignments, even though we make our request, which is why it goes through this process. But we're hopeful that we're going to get some really good and effective assignments to committees that are going to be helpful to our district. So we're pretty excited about that. But I definitely wanted to spend a little bit of time with your listeners and making certain that they know how this district is laid out. I mentioned earlier that it goes from Death Valley all the way to Sacramento, so it includes all our portions of 11 counties. And given that I've been told that this district, being one of the largest in California, is larger than 10 other states that we have in the U.S. So geographically, it is very significant. So our office breakdown is this. Obviously, we'll have an office in Sacramento. We have an office in Sutter Creek. We're going to have one in Stanislaus and one in Fresno. So for a total of 4 offices. But because we want to make certain that we engage with folks that that it may be difficult for them to get to a given office, we also want to make certain that we have mobile office hours, and especially those in the Mono and Inyo communities on the east side of the Sierras, which are difficult to get to. But even here in Tuolumne and Calaveras and Amador areas, Stanislaus as well, we are going to have mobile office hours here in Sonora. Right now, I think we have them on the first Wednesday of the month from 10 to 11:30 a.m. over at the Sonora Fire Station. Those dates and times may change, but I want folks that are listening to know that we are bringing government into the community rather than relying on only those folks coming to us. And that's part of the way that we believe in constituent services, is making ourselves available. So I think that is very important. I'm here right now, as a matter of fact, with our local representative, Dana Jorgensen. And some of you may have had occasion to get to know him. He's been a stalwart in this area for some time. But the best way to reach Dana and me through that office would be through the number 209-267-5033. That's 209-267-5033. For those that use social media, I'm very easy to find. Last name is Borges, B-O-R-G-E-A-S. But just do a Google search, and you can find out exactly how best to reach us, whether it be in Fresno or Sutter Creek or Stanislaus or Sacramento. We're going to be very easy to find and do everything we can to make ourselves accessible.
Good information. You know, as you travel around the district ahead of this upcoming session, any other topics that people are bringing to your attention that's a common concern?
Well, you know, I think one of the concerns that's really hit home, and it's more of a general comment, is that a lot of folks want their representatives to be effective. I think what we've, and I mentioned this earlier, is that we have so much partisan politics that has come out of Washington and in Sacramento. What I've gotten over the last year is that it's okay to have strong positions and certainly advocate for your on behalf of your principles. But I think at the end of the day, people want to know that government is working. And that, I think, is what we're certainly going to be aspiring to bring to this office, is that we are working on behalf of everyone in our district, not just those affiliated with a political party. So people want to know that their representative is being effective and in working with others who are also effective to make California a better place to call home, to make our community a better place to call home, and make certain that the California dream is as good for the subsequent generations as it was for our parents and grandparents. And that's a challenge for us in California. Making certain that the California dream is alive and well is our challenge.
You sound anxious to get ready to work.
Let's do it. I'm excited about it, BJ.
Well, we've come to a close on this weekend show. Senator Borges, thanks so much for coming in. Any closing comments as we wrap up today?
No, just want to thank folks who are listening, and whether they're in Tuolumne or Calaveras or Amador, wherever your broadcast goes, that I'm looking forward to being your representative, and I'm very thankful for the honor of being able to do that and work on your behalf.
Look forward to talking to you very much down the road as well.
Definitely. Look forward to it. Thank you.
And again, we thank Senator Andreas Borges for being our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views, who joined us in studio here in Sonora ahead of the upcoming legislative session that gets underway this coming Monday in Sacramento. Motherlode Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. And a reminder that if you missed any portion of this interview or past Motherlode Views broadcasts, you can find those on mymotherlode.com. Go to the multimedia section and click on Motherlode Views for the archive. We'll be back next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.